Hi, my name is Landon. I am 8 years old. You are listening to Kids Can Butte from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Landon, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll answer last week's Quizlet after the music today. Playing in an orchestra can be murder, or at least it is in this week's story by Lemony Snicket called The Composer Is Dead. Lemony Snicket is a children's author, otherwise known as Daniel Handler, who's known for writing weird, dark children's stories like A Series of Unfortunate Events or the holiday story The Latke That Wouldn't Stop Screaming. You get the idea. Lemony Snicket and composer Nathaniel Stuckey got together to create The Composer Is Dead, which is a murder mystery that introduces you to all of the flavors and characters of the instruments in the orchestra while they're being interviewed by a detective to find out which one of them is the killer. Our recording this week was performed by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edwin Outwater, narrated by Lemony Snicket, a.k.a. Daniel Handler, himself. So here's part one of The Composer Is Dead.
The Composer Is Dead. Composer is a word which here means a person who sits in a room, muttering and humming and figuring out what notes the orchestra is going to play. This is called composing. But last night, the composer was not muttering. He was not humming. He was not moving or even breathing. This is called decomposing. The composer's death was very suspicious, and so the inspector was called in to find the murderer or murderers and haul them off to jail. "I will begin by interviewing all the usual suspects," the inspector said. Like all people in his line of work, this composer had many enemies lurking in the orchestra. They can lurk all they like, but I will find them wherever they are lurking. I will find them if they are lurking in the string. I will find them if they are lurking in the brass. I will find them if they are lurking in the woodwinds. I will find them if they are lurking in the percussion section. I will find them wherever they are lurking. The inspector was a very handsome and intelligent person, not unlike myself. I swear on my own intelligence and good looks, the inspector said, I will solve this terrible crime against humanity and/or classical music. And with an intelligent, if somewhat flamboyant gesture, he reached into his pocket and took out the notebook he used for all official business. First, I will interrogate the strings, he cried. Strings, where were you on the night in question? The violins answered first, of course. The violin section is divided into the first violins, who have the trickier parts to play, and the second violins, who are more fun at parties. We were performing a waltz, said the violins. We played graceful melodies so the ladies and gentlemen could spin around and around and around until they felt dizzy and somewhat nauseous. This kept us busy all night. Aha! The inspector cried, making a note in his notebook. Perhaps you murdered the composer for making you play so much. Don't be ridiculous, the violins said. Violins are the stars of any orchestra. If we killed the composer, we would have to find work at square dances or in romantic restaurants. That's true, the inspector admitted. But what about you, cellos and basses?
So, the violins have denied killing the composer because they're so fancy. Well, what about the cellos and basses? We'll find out what they have to say tomorrow. And tomorrow's episode will contain the answer to this week's Quizlet. We'll ask you the question on Friday for your chance to win a Kids Commute prize pack. Speaking of Quizlets, let's answer last week's. Last week was Veterans Week, the Navy anthem. Anchors Away was written for a specific sporting event in 1906. What was it? The answer? The 1906 Army-Navy football game. If you got the answer right, good job. If not, don't worry. You can try again this Friday. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Keith Brown, in for Kate Botello. The mystery continues tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.